Welcome to this Ash Wednesday meditation, a day that is often marked with the sacred smudging of ash on our foreheads, a day where we are touched by the divine and remember that from dust we were blown into creation, and to dust we will return. And as we have been pushed into a pandemic that has made us keep separate from one another, from shaking hands, from sharing the cup of communion, and from receiving the dust of Ash Wednesday, it is perhaps fitting that we begin this Lenten season on a day of lack. It is perhaps fitting to look around and feel the emptiness, the longing, the sadness and hollow within us as we begin our Lenten journey through to Easter. So before we begin reflecting on this day, I invite you to come fully into this space. Notice any feelings, sensations, tightness, or aches that are in your body today. Where do you feel your body speaking to you? And if you feel nothing, just notice the quiet of your body in this moment and begin to watch your breath as it moves in and out. Watch as it moves from the base of your belly through to your chest and out through your nose, and then through your nose, down into your heart space, to the base of your belly. Begin to let your body relax into the space. Notice any thoughts that linger from before this space, and invite them to soften. Maybe even let those thoughts go. And as our body starts to arrive in this space, we enter into our scripture reading. And instead of hearing it just with our minds, maybe notice how it affects our body, how it moves in our body. Genesis 2, 1 to 8. God made the earth and the heavens when no plant of the field was yet in the earth and no herb of the field had yet sprung up. For God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. But a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then God formed a human from the dust of the ground and breathed into its nostrils the breath of life. And the human became a living being. These are the words of God. Let us pray with our bodies. O Holy One, we come to you in all our matter. The dust and ash that has formed our very being, and we pray for your blessing over us. We pray that you might anoint our heads with oil so that our cups overflow. Help us feel your mark of love on us today as we keep separate from one another. May we feel your loving embrace on us in just simply being alive this day. We pray this over our heart space. We pray this in every chamber of our heart, every dark corner and every unopened mystery. May you bless us with the wisdom of our matter, the wisdom of our ash. Amen. Today, as we enter into the beginning of our Lenten season, the first day of 40 days in the desert, the wilderness, we come face to face with our mortality. We come face to face with our matter and our being, and both the beauty and pain that lives within us. Ash Wednesday is a day in which we recognize our bodies in the constant ebb and flow of being born, living, dying, and brought into new life again. This is the way of our bodies and the bodies of all creation, a constant cycle of life and death. But why this marking of ash on our foreheads? Why this reminder of our matter? How does this relate to entering into the desert, of being tempted, of being hungry, of learning to let go, and of learning to be in the discomfort? As we have been learning throughout our season of Epiphany, the voice of God and the light of God are not entities to behold outside of our bodies, but rather something to behold within our bodies and the bodies of all creation. It is from this place that we will know God, experience God, be comforted by God, and be guided by God. And when we recognize that all creation, even the worms, the grasshoppers, the stones, and the rivers are made from the very same stardust that exploded millions of years ago, will we be able to move out of any ideas that we are separate and unaffected from one another? Indeed, we are all extensions of the one body of Christ. When we mark our foreheads, it is not only to remember our cycle of life, but to remember that the dust that we were born out of was the dust of someone else's, to remember that we are all born from the same dust, and that we stand in the middle of this dust life cycle, of being alive in this moment. We too will return to earth again, and be resurrected into new life again. But today, we will not be marked with ash. Today, we will not receive the blessing of human contact between one another. And perhaps this will guide us even deeper into our Lenten journey, when Jesus is led into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, he was by himself. There were no disciples, siblings, or parents there with him. He was by himself as he fasted and as he hungered in the quiet of the desert, feeling the very visceral longing for food, water, and community. And as much as the Lenten journey is a communal one, where we as a community journey through the season together, It starts first and foremost within our own heart space. It starts when we turn inwards and we become aware of the things in our life that we are mourning, that we are infuriated about, and the very things in our life that are preventing us from remembering who we are. And who we are is the very breath, Ruha, of God herself, blowing the dust of this world to create our very bodies. We are the remnants of stars that exploded from supernovas millions of years ago, and the light of those stars still shines within us today. In a few moments, I will invite you to listen to the sounds of the Yarra River. And as you are listening to this life force, this stream that has risen from the earth and waters the whole face of the ground like our scripture suggests, I invite you to listen to how God is calling your body, your dust, into union with the dust of all creation. I invite you to listen to how God might be calling you towards action or contemplation this Lenten season as we travel 40 days in the desert with nothing but our own bodies. Start to become aware of your breath once again, the life force, the breath of God that is always in you. Begin to place your hands on your heart space as you receive this blessing for Ash Wednesday and for the beginning of your Lenten journey. From dust you came, to dust you shall return. May you be blessed by this dust, the dust of Christ, the dust of all creation. And if it feels right for you, raise one of your hands to mark the cross of Christ on your forehead. A blessing from your body to your body.